The Traveler's Journal, December 13th, with a view from the top of the hill. County Dorset in the south of England is often called Hardy Country. Dorset's landscape both inspired Thomas Hardy and served as Wessex, the fictional county in which he set his works, often using thinly disguised places and people. In fact, some modern maps mark Hardy's pseudonymous place names beneath the real one. For example, in The Trumpet Major, Hardy paints a vivid portrait of a Haggerdon Hill. In actuality, it's a place called Egerton Hill, an oval-shaped plateau on the brow of a broad green escarpment that falls several hundred feet in a patchwork of fields and woods. Apart from the occasional electric pole peeping over the treetops, this view of Egerton Hill hasn't changed since Hardy's day, or for that matter the 15th century, when hedges and stone walls first enclosed the land. The hilltop is ringed by wide, deep trenches, moats, and other earthworks from prehistoric times, when it was a fortified settlement that commanded the countryside as surely as any Aztec temple. Now Egerton Hill is the epitome of English countryside, a landscape whose range of summer hues render adjectives like green inadequate. Against the prevailing verdancy, spots of emerald and olive dot the tilled fields, like drops from a pointless paintbrush. Lilac flowers and thistle heads of episcopal purple tower over sunflower yellow dandelions and mauve clover pom-poms. Slopes are speckled white with sheep. A slash of brown near a wood is an antlered stag. Though Egerton Hill may not dazzle the eye, it's a landscape that makes even strangers feel at home. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.